We're going to spend some time this morning with one of our favorite people in York County, talking about one of the greatest organizations right here in our backyard. The organization is, make sure I get it right, it's the Ronald McDonald House of Greater Charlotte. And the CEO is Denise Cubbage from right here in York County. And Denise, good morning to you, friend.
Good morning, Lucas. Good morning, Ashley and Blair.
For being here.
Good
bright,
to see you guys.
Bright and early.
I know it's a great way to. Usually I'm on 77 and I'm already, you know, listening to the traffic and making that run up to Charlotte every day. But what a delight to start my Friday here with you guys.
We're glad you did.
Yeah.
Well, your roots are based here in York County.
Yes.
You got spent many, many years at the Anne Springs Close Greenway.
I did.
And got
which I still love, you know, a lot of heart for Anne Springs Close Greenway and all my people there.
And you got a call to be able to go right up the road and be the CEO for the Ronald McDonald House of Greater Charlotte. And
yes,
what an unbelievable gift to give families when their child is receiving medical care in a Charlotte hospital. But even though we have a state line and it does separate North and South Carolina,
right,
you all have said when it comes to care and taking care of families, that state line goes away because you help tons of South Carolina families, specifically from York County.
Yeah, we do, Lucas. And, you know, the thing that when you have a sick child, the only thing that matters is that you have a sick child. So really everything else goes away, right? State lines. And, you know, we serve international families. You know, we served families from 20 different counties within South Carolina last year. So while we sit in Charlotte and we keep families close by to their children when they're receiving critical medical care. So, I mean, if you walk into our house, it's 36,000 square feet. We have 32 guest rooms. So there's some things you would come in, you'd be like, God, this kind of feels a little bit like a hotel. But our job is to make it feel like a home away from home for these families. So the things that you don't want families to have to worry about is, where are they going to sleep? How are they going to continue to keep the siblings close by? How do they keep their kids in school? How are they going to keep their jobs? And where are they going to eat? Where am I going to do my laundry? Where am I going to take a shower? Those very basic things that we're able to remove that barrier from families so that they can still focus on their children and still get the kind of care that they need to be healthy, to lower their stress, to, you know, be able to remove a lot of those burdens that come along with. Because if somebody has a sick child, they don't just have a sick child. There are many other things that happen. They start to, you know, because they may miss work. There's financial insecurity. There's food insecurity. I mean, mental health, which is another major ripple effect of when you have a sick child. So what we're able to do at the Ronald McDonald House is really wrap care around these families, and not just parents, but you also have grandparents that come in, you know, siblings. I mean, I love it when we have a whole families that come together. And these families, I mean, our average length of stay right now is 38 nights for this year. So because the diagnosis tend to be more critical and severe, so our top three diagnoses is NICU families, oncology, and cardiology. And those families tend to stay a long time. So you think about, you know, staying that long, all the things you would need to try to, we just try to build a home around these families. You know, we provide meals. We have incredible force of volunteers who come in and they're preparing meals each day. We have cookie crews that come in every day. And it's really just a beautiful, you know, combination. I have an incredible team of staff, team of volunteers, team of partners and donors that really make it all work. You know, our families pay nothing to come and stay in our house.
Well,
that was going to be
my next question. I wanted you to get across that families have to pay nothing for however long that they do have to use the facilities.
Right.
There.
They pay nothing. We work with the care teams at the hospitals and the social workers, and they help to identify families that are in the greatest need. So the only qualifications is that you have to live 20 miles away from the hospital, so at least 20 miles away, and also have a child that's 21 or under that is receiving treatment. And so within the house, there are about 35% of the families that stay in the house, the patients are in the house with us, right? So they might be in a treatment, cancer treatment program, and then the 65% of those families, the children are actually in the hospital. So you kind of have a mix of what's going on there. But it really is it's a beautiful thing. And even though, you know, those families are going through some of the most difficult times, it is the house just, it's filled with hope. And, you know, the most beautiful thing is how these families connect to each other, mm-hmm. and they wrap around each other and they form this community that is, it's an honor to just be a part of that. And I, you know, just go out and see these families, they support each other. And, you know, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what their background is, socioeconomic, you know, anything, the thing that is the common, you know, through line is that they all have sick children. Yeah. And when you think about when your kids are sick, it's, you know, nothing else matters. And it's something that empathy that they have for each other, it's beautiful. And so, you know, the greatest compliment we can have, and I saw it this week, is to have a mom come downstairs in her robe and slippers and sit in the dining room and have coffee, or, you know, because yeah. that says to me, this person, she feels comfortable, yeah. and this is what she would do at home. And, you know, and it's just, I love that. It's beautiful.
They crave that traditional routine.
Yes.
That normally would get on their nerves and they're frustrated right. by it in the situation when they have a sick kid. That normal routine yeah. kind of keeps them focused and keeps them going.
Yeah. It's simple things like, you know, being able to do your laundry. Yeah. You know, we have all of the, every space that you have in your house, we have in our house, but it's you know, more magnified so that we can serve all the families. I will tell you too that we, for the last couple of years, we've turned away as many families as we've served. So that is something that we are in the process of right now, is making plans for an expansion, which is really exciting. We did do a little renovation last year. We were able to add 4 guest rooms to our footprint where we sit now, but you know, that is it's a critical call to action. I mean, we're fortunate that we've got incredible pediatric care, you know, right in our backyard, and it's a destination, and more people are coming from out of town for the services that they can get there. But we are in a place that we have a couple dozen folks on the wait list constantly. So that's a call to action. And fortunately, we have an incredible board of directors who are really progressive, and we're working right now on trying to think about how we're going to solve that, yeah. right? But we're celebrating 15 years, which is exciting for us. And we're so happy to be a part of this community. Again, I have to emphasize, even though we sit in Charlotte, you know, we're serving all of the community, which makes me feel so good yeah. that, you know, even though I live in across the state line in Rock Hill and Newport.
well, we love that.
Yeah, yes. for
we'll
sure.
We'll blame you.
We do love that. And I think it's, a gift you're giving families that are going through a difficult time. One way that folks can show their support towards the Ronald McDonald House of Greater Charlotte is you can sport a t-shirt. We always need a t-shirt. So you have an event coming up called Sport a Shirt. Real quick, with about 2 minutes left, kind of give us the details.
Sport a Shirt is one of my favorite campaigns. So I was just telling you guys, know Lucas is in a race every weekend, right? We know that. We follow you, Lucas.
Thanks, Denise.
And you know, everybody gets motivated by a t-shirt. But the best thing is when you can get a t-shirt and you don't have to run the race. So this is kind of like that. Our Sport a Shirt program is a really grassroots campaign where you get this incredible shirt. Every year we change the design. This year it's around our 15th anniversary, and you can go online to our website, rmhclt.org. That's rmhclt.org. You can start your own team and sell shirts. You can buy a shirt from that website. The shirts are $15. The greatest part of this campaign is that we have a common wear day on May the 1st. We have everybody wear their shirts. We have a beautiful partnership with the Charlotte Knights. So we have Ronald McDonald House Night at the Charlotte Knights on May the 1st. Come wear your shirt. Ronald himself is going to be there. He is singing the national anthem.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's so
who knew he could sing.
Would be amazed. Ronald has lots of talents.
He does.
But he's also a good listener, but that's for a story for another day.
That's a good point.
He can do more than just service up burgers and nuggets.
Yes.
He can sing, and at the end of the day,
he can mixing
care of families.
Yes.
Denise, you and so many of the volunteers over there at the Ronald McDonald House of Greater Charlotte just do an unbelievable amount of work to help families. We have known personal families that have received help there at the Ronald McDonald House. So on behalf of all of them, thank you so much. Right up the road. If you want to get involved, learn more, you can reach out
volunteer.
To Denise Cubbage. She's right here in our backyard. We love her.
All the things.
Denise, great to see you, friend.
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.